Hi, everyone. It's Pete Savage from International Freelancers Academy. I want to talk to you about a widely recommended, proven strategy for getting clients. Now, this is the first of three videos. It's a special three-part video series that we're going to run on getting new clients using this particular technique. The reason we're spending three videos on this is because, frankly, the biggest problem that freelancers and solo professionals face is certainly landing quality clients. And when I say quality clients, I'm talking about clients who truly value your service, who pay well, and who pay on time, and who provide you with regular work over time, and of course, who are a pleasure to work with. So let's take a look at why do so many people struggle to get quality clients. Certainly one of the biggest reasons is because when it comes to marketing and promoting, nowadays we have so many options. In fact, we have too many options, you might say, because with all of the different types of techniques and strategies you can use for marketing and promoting your business, it can become overwhelming. And you might decide that you need to try everything, or you might decide that there's just so much, you don't know what the best technique is. And it's not really a matter of choosing the best technique or the silver bullet. It begins more so with recognizing that you can't possibly do all of these different strategies. You just can't do them all. So a great approach is to begin by picking one strategy that's proven and widely recommended and use that as the core of your marketing and promoting outreach. You can add other different types of strategies, of course. You can use more than one, but you don't need to do 20 different things. Just a handful of different marketing strategies, which you regularly do, will help you take your business to a whole new level. I want to talk about in this video series, though, one that was widely recommended by several different people. If you've read our book, The Wealthy Freelancer, certainly you've found out that we recommend this particular technique. But just looking around at other experts in the industry who are speaking and teaching and published on the topic of sales strategies, marketing strategies for entrepreneurs, Jill Conrath, for example, who's the author of Selling to Big Companies and Snap Selling, she recommends this technique, as does Michael Port, who's the author of the Book Yourself Solid series of books. So the one marketing tool that I'm talking about that's widely recommended when prospecting for new clients is a great sales letter. And I do mean a great sales letter. Now, the danger, of course, is when I say sales letter or direct mail, depending on your experience with that, you might think of things like junk mail or something that's really salesy or, you know, a letter that's really pushy or lame or cheesy. You know, when done right, I'm not talking about any of those things with your sales letter, and neither are other individuals who recommend this as an effective technique. When done right, when promoting professional services, a sales letter is professional, it's engaging, it offers value to the recipient, it helps you differentiate yourself. The sales letter and the follow-up process is a repeatable process. And of course, ultimately, it's effective. That's why so many experts recommend doing it. So let's look a little bit about some results from our own experience in terms of sales letter and follow-up campaign done right. Ed Gandia, when doing a sales letter outreach program when he was first building his freelance business, he said that sales letters were solely responsible for his first client. That client for 2 years offered him multiple projects over the course of those 2 years and really allowed Ed to get his chops in his niche. Ed is a copywriter that services the software industry primarily. So this particular client really allowed him to develop the necessary expertise as a copywriter in that industry. So he built his freelance business on the side. If you don't know his story, Ed was holding down a full-time and very demanding corporate job and built his freelance business on the side primarily by using sales letters, which he would send out and then, you know, go about and do his, during the day, his corporate work. The sales letters were out there selling for him, essentially. One of the clients that he landed several lucrative clients, but one of the clients that he landed provided a 4-year stream of work for him, which resulted in more than $43,000 in revenue. In my experience, I did a sales letter campaign which I sent out 77 letters, and within the following 12 months, it was responsible for $64,000 in new business within that 1 year period. So that sales letter campaign landed me two really solid clients who, since that has gone out a few years ago, have been worth over $100,000 for me. One of those companies is Canada's largest corporation, and both of those clients are still clients of mine to this day. Another quick example is Eileen Cole, who sent out 130 letters over the course of 3 months, got her first client within 2 weeks, and landed three new clients in total. And in 90 days, the earnings from her sales letter campaign was over $12,000. So I want to pose a few scenarios at you to help you decide if a sales letter campaign is right for you as an effective marketing strategy. If you feel like perhaps you have an ongoing need to get new clients, or perhaps you've experienced some confusion over how to market yourself. You're not really sure what to do or what direction to go in. Maybe you have lots of great ideas, or you've read about or seen lots of great ideas, but right now you have a lack of a detailed plan on how to execute the marketing that works. So you don't have a plan in place to execute these ideas. And maybe you're just overwhelmed by too much choice in the marketplace right now in terms of how to market yourself. Perhaps you've found yourself feeling distracted by social media or frustrated by the lack of tangible results that you're getting from the time and effort that you spend on Twitter and on Facebook and on LinkedIn. Now, let me just say, I think social media is a great tool for freelancers, for solo professionals and entrepreneurs. However, it's one of those strategies that there's a limit to how assertive or proactive you can be in terms of, you know, targeting specific companies or people to engage with. It really is not how those communities work. And relationships like that develop over time through a lot of non-marketing type activity on there. And perhaps you just have no central, reliable marketing framework in place that you can follow and come back to. Something that once you do it once, you can make a few tweaks and repeat it again and again, and it becomes a core marketing strategy for you. Now, in terms of doing a sales letter campaign right, I want to mention a couple things. Most people, first of all, don't do one at all. So most freelancers, solo professionals, they just don't do a sales letter campaign. Of those who do it, most of them make one of two common mistakes. Either they write a sales letter that's all about them, or they make little or no effort to follow up. So here are those mistakes again repeated for you on this slide. And this constitutes most people's sales letter strategy. As you can just see that lone box there that just says sales letter with the number one in it. Most people, when they do a sales letter, will just send out sales letters and leave it at that. Hope for the best and not put any sort of strategy in place behind it, any sort of follow-up effort behind it. And of course, that's a really ultimately ineffective way of doing things. The right way, of course, is to send out a sales letter, first of all, one that's written that is not all about you and your services, but that offers something to the recipient. It gives them an incentive to respond to you so that there can be a second step, a follow-up step. So the sales letter invites the recipient to say yes to something that you're offering so that you can fulfill that request. And by them saying yes, they've identified themselves as a lead, as someone who's interested in your business. Now, you've probably heard one of the most popular strategies is to offer a free report. And you might call this a white paper or a free report. It's basically a signature piece that talks about the key issues in the industry as you see them and offers your own expertise, your own advice on how to solve those problems or how to take steps in the direction to solve those problems. Problems, of course, that are highly relevant and of interest to the people who you're targeting with your sales letter. Now, that's just the first two steps in the approach. It really is a multiple-stepped approach, and you can see there's more boxes here, which we're going to fill in these next few videos. Now, I'm certainly not the first person to tell you that you need a strategy for following up with people that allows you to get in touch with prospects multiple times. That's advice that you'll find everywhere, and the reason is because, of course, it works. It's true. The more times you can follow up and get in touch and stay on a prospect's radar, the better chances you have of being the person they contact when the time is right for them and they need your services. Now, I was just on Twitter a couple days ago, just looking for who's talking about this topic, and I don't know if you're familiar with Ali Brown, but Forbes.com recently ranked the top 20 women to follow on Twitter for business and marketing advice. Ali Brown ranked number one on that list. And you can see the description here. Ali Brown, a self-made millionaire entrepreneur and a mentor to women around the world, helping them start and grow businesses and live extraordinary lives. So I found that Ali Brown recently put this tweet out there that said, it was a business tip. So she says, biz tip, it typically takes at least 7 imprints of your marketing message for someone to respond. Are you expecting results after 1? So again, this is common marketing advice, sales and marketing advice, but I like her question at the end of her message here. Are you expecting results after 1? Although I think we all know this, oftentimes when it comes to doing our own marketing, and specifically a sales letter to use as an example, we suddenly forget that it takes multiple imprints to lead toward a sale. And somehow we expect results after the first outreach. So this is really good advice to keep in mind. But I found this interesting as well. Again, a recent tweet from Ali Brown, she talked about the basic sales letter format. So here she gives a business tip and says, the basic sales letter format is problem, solution, and offer. And I'm highlighting offer here because, again, that's one area where people fall short when they're putting a sales letter together, is they don't provide an offer to the recipient. They just write a sales letter which talks about them and their experience and what a great service provider they are. That's why so many sales letters are ineffective. In the next video, we're going to talk about how to create a winning sales letter. Before we do, I just want to give you a sneak peek at one tip that I think is really important. Recently, I was asked to critique a sales letter from a consultant. Now, this person was a very established consultant, has an accounting practice, and is a consultant to corporations, and is making some changes in his business, so wanted to put a sales letter campaign together to support this new direction. Now, you'll see on the screen here, I've obscured the language here, because this is this individual's personal sales letter, so I didn't want to reveal the letter, but what I did want to show you was the portion of it in yellow highlights. Those areas that are highlighted in yellow represent the occurrences in the letter where the individual talks about himself or his business. And as you can see, it's over 50% of the sales letter. Now, if this sales letter were rewritten, it would look more like this. You can see the example on the right. The highlighted area is only a couple sentences. And proportionally, that represents 10% or less than 10% of the sales letter. Now, that's what I recommend you do when you're writing a sales letter, is you follow what I call the 90-10 rule. And that is 90% of the sales letter should not be about you. Only 10% of the sales letter should talk anything about you and your services. And so you might say, well, how can I put a sales letter together if for 90% of the letter I'm not supposed to talk about myself? That's something we're going to go into in the next video, so I encourage you to come back and have a look at that. If I may, though, I'd like to give you a quick assignment. If you have written a sales letter in the past, print out a copy of it, keep it handy, and keep it with you for the next video that we're going to look at, which is how to create a winning sales letter. Of course, stay tuned to your email. It'll be out in the next few days. And we're going to take a really close look at a sales letter and the components that will help it be much more effective for you. This is based on the sales letter campaign that I put together, which generated over $64,000 in new business for me and landed me 2 really excellent clients. So, thanks for watching the first of this three-part series focused on getting clients. This is Pete Savage from International Freelancers Academy. Thanks for watching and have a great day.